Okay, so Black Fetish Guy wants us to discuss hard-ons, which is actually an insane topic, considering that I am bisexual and my friend here is a complete lesbian.
Yeah, I'm not real good on this there, Black Fetish Guy.
Yeah, so I'm not really sure what you want us to say about hard-ons. I mean, like awkward hard-ons, because those are
like the crooked ones, bro.
No. Okay.
Or are you talking about like inappropriate? Wait.
You want to talk about like fucked up fucking curves? Okay. When I when I left the military, I was dating this dude and he had a dick.
Like, no shit.
I'm like, all men do. They have penises, except for his dick curved downwards. Okay, downwards. If you have ever, ladies, dated a man whose penis has curved downwards and laid on your back and let him fuck you, dude, it is really uncomfortable. Like, really, really uncomfortable. Let me tell you something, though. He sure could get it from behind, son, because it hit the G-spot just fucking right with that downward curve. Like, wait, no.
Can I say something about this, though?
Yes.
Listen. If you have a crooked penis, I don't care if it goes down, left, right, or makes an S. I personally think that you should be, like, forced to wear one of those road signs that says curve ahead with, like, the crooked fucking arrow on it.
Also,
we need a warning.
Also, if you are a man with a giant heart on, please learn how to use it, because I have never come across anything in this world so bad as a man with a lovely giant penis who has no idea how to use it. She hates penis so much, but yet she
has strap-ons.
I have
never in my life come across something so repulsive and horrifying as an enormously large cock, personally.
See, whereas that just really kind of turns me on. It repulses her, but... If you have, listen, if you, yes, I know you've taken a few, Freddie. Anyways, ew. If you have a big penis, learn how to use it, please. For the sake of all ladies' vaginas everywhere, just learn how to use
it. And if you can't, consider castration.
Or not even castration, dude. Just call Lorena Bobbitt up, dude. I'm sure she'll handle that shit right for you. But just really, you know, hard-ons, it all comes down to learn how to use it. I don't care if it's little. I don't care if it's medium. I don't care if it's big.
What about those super veiny ones, dude? Like, somebody wrapped a fucking giant, thick-ass spider web around their cock.
Or the ones who have, like, the massive mushroom heads that are, like, larger
Jesus.
Than the base
yes.
of
like
their
Hitler
penis,
couldn't
dude?
Have yeah. worn it as a fucking helmet because it was too goddamn big.
It looks like a motherfucking mushroom
you
on
wanna
a thin
stem. You
want to
eat that shit to earn one up. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Oh my god, I love you so fucking much right now. Da-na-na-na. Anyways.
When you find the princess, dude, she ain't gonna want it either.
Nah,
I'm just
dude,
saying.
Because it looks like a motherfucking emaciated Nazi.
Think about it. How many times did the princess run away with the toadstool? How many times? None.
Not once.
That's
not
how
once.
Many.
Because let me tell you something, Italian dudes, they got it, son.